We are joined by head coach Thomas Hotmer of the Princeton Tigers. He's already warned me. We're going to assume this is because he's a head coach. He does a lot of yelling during practice. The voice is a little bit suspect today, coach, but you're coming off a win last week. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So is it just one of those things, there a bug going around, or have you been pretty intense in practice? What do you think is the result of it?
I couldn't tell you. I feel great. There's no bug. I didn't yell yesterday. Yesterday was our best practice we've had all year. Kids were focused and flying around and having fun, and so maybe I was just a little excited, and maybe that's how I lost my voice.
That's a good way to do it. So your team, and you know, I always get into discussions with people about different teams around the region. I think, you know, bottom line, I was talking about this with Coach Cole. I think Mid-Buchanan's good, so that's a part of week one. But your team really, really had a coming out party last week, Coach. What really clicked for you guys in practice and in the game last week?
I just think we have, you know, you kind of get punched and figure out that nothing's going to be given to you. And I think the urgency picked up a lot with our kids and even our coaches. And I know myself having to coach a little bit harder than what we were allowing. So it's a new year, new team. You're just trying to figure each other out, and put people at the best position. And then when you deal with some injuries early in the first week and the pressure and just a lot of new roles, I think what really changed for us was that sense of urgency and that mental toughness that it's required every single week if you're going to have a shot to be successful. So that definitely improved a lot for us.
How did Cam look at quarterback for you, Coach?
Cam looked great. He just picked up and had a lot of confidence, just went out and played football. He doesn't make it anything bigger than that. For him, it's just a game, and he gets to go out and be himself, have a lot of energy, and he did a very good job for us.
Outstanding. So this week, yeah, I was having this discussion with Coach Obert down at Hamilton today, where they're playing a spread team on in East Buchanan in one of our marquee matchups, certainly this week in Northwest Missouri. Their spread, you like to get the ball out and chuck a little bit, and it could be really, really nasty as far as weather on Friday night.
Yep. Yeah, that's something you have to prepare for football. I mean, and we get to practice in it all week, so I think that'll help us. But something we're trying to do, especially a little bit differently, this year's is really establish a run game. I think that's what we were able to do on Friday. We ran the ball 61 times, only threw it 8. So, and be able to score 58 points doing that, I think we know that we can run the ball effectively, and that's what it's going to take to beat really good teams and for us to become the best of which we're capable. So if we can establish line of scrimmage and maintain good ball control and run the ball effectively, especially this Friday in the weather, I think we're still, it'll give us a good shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize that you were that run heavy this year too, and you mentioned it before week one that, you know, sometimes you got an Andrew Smith and he's a dual threat as a runner and a passer. Mm-hmm. If you don't have him, you kind of change your offense to what you have talent-wise a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to. I believe wholeheartedly you got to fit your personnel. I mean, I think that's where some of the coaches might go wrong, or some of them do a really good job. Is rather than just being system coaches, that they fit their personnel and the kids, and that's something, like I said, we're trying to figure out from week one and to now and keep growing. Is who are our kids and what roles do they fill best? And to put them in those positions. So that's our job, and we've got to make sure we are able to put them in the best position possible to be successful. So that means for us changing up a little bit of what we've done from the past to moving forward.
What's that? Yeah, that's not a short bus ride last week from Princeton down to Dearborn. So what's the bus ride like after a win of that caliber? That had to be an enjoyable time.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, and I think that's something our kids look forward to the most. From the time I've been here, when I ask kids what are their favorite memories and stuff, I know a few of them always said it's the bus rides home and the music they get to play and they sing and just kind of just form that brotherhood. It's just special, especially on a two-hour bus trip that you come off a really nice win and you respond from getting your butt whooped the week before, and now you're finally figuring out, hey, what it takes to win, the urgency. It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to develop those relationships with those kids too.
As a coaching staff, because last year, just very senior laden, experienced guys who had gone through the trials and the tribulations, and they were very focused all year long. Not that this group isn't going to be focused, but it's just a different group that's going to learn things at a different level than last year. Is that something that you as a staff have had to adjust to?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're starting a lot of sophomores. We've got a good number of juniors in the mix that are starting. I'd say it's pretty well balanced from sophomores to seniors on the amount of kids starting. So, and that's the fun of coaching is you have to coach the game and you have to coach the young kids and what it's like to be able to be a football player and how things really fit and speed, why we do what we do. And for me, that's where I get most of my joy and try to figure out that, hey, I get to actually go and coach every single day. And last year, we were just pretty spoiled with a lot of kids that had been put through the ringer early on, and so they knew football, and it was more making sure the X's and O's were right. But this year, I really get to focus on going into the details during individual time and stuff, and so I'm really enjoying that, and myself getting better as a coach. So we know that as a staff with all the young kids and just the new kids in different roles. It's going to be a challenge, and that's the fun of coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. You had the major injury coming out of week one with the broken leg, Coach. Anything else last week, or did you come out of Dearborn pretty healthy?
Oh, first play of the game, we had our starting guard, and he starts the end also. He got banged up, and he was out the rest of the game with some ribs and stuff, but nothing serious. I think he should be back. Most of our other kids that are banged up, they're getting a little healthy, and they should be able to play. But, just get that broken leg healthy from our quarterback, Austin Kelly, hopefully here at the next 4 or 5 weeks, and get him back and playing football will be great for our team.
When you look at your team, because it's such a different team from last year, some returners and some guys who moved up from the JV, the varsity, but you're still the defending champions in the GRC. Do you really get that sense, especially with conference play starting this week, Coach, that Princeton is very much motivated with the not wanting to give away what was won last year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody has that. But once you earn it and once you figure out what it takes to get to the top, I think you just continue, especially for our young kids that maybe didn't get a lot of playing time, but they got to witness it. I think that they get to see that, man. They get to feed that hunger to be able to not let it go and to continue to make the community proud and be able to step up when it's their job and it's their opportunity to go and make the most of the moment. So I definitely sense that hunger. I sense that our team is really hungry for that, and they don't want to let anybody down, but they also want to see how great of a team they can become. So they're excited for that challenge.
So Polo's is like Princeton, you know, small school district that graduate kids, and sometimes it's tough to replace the kids. So with Coach Stevens down there, that little bit of a slower start, but they'll be fired up. They get a clean slate, conference play beginning. And they were very competitive last week in an overtime loss. How do they look different, the Coach Stevens Polo Panthers, to what you've gotten ready for with Coach Ross the last couple of years?
Well, I think some similarities and some things that Coach Stevens did a great job of what Coach Ross did is they play physical-style football. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to maintain ball control. And I think that what he's got them doing and offensively is just building right off of what was left in the past and the tradition they have. But defensively, I noticed them they get lined up pretty well, and I think they're playing a little bit better defensively now, too, with kids in different positions. But last week, I mean, that was a mud bowl watching their game. I mean, there was the whole muddy field, so it was just a sloppy. It was one of those great equalizers Mother Nature has on you that when you play in weather like that, it's just you hope for the best and make sure you can fit well and just break one long big play, and that might be the game winner. So I think that's what happened in that game for Slater. They had a big old long one that they were able to break, and Polo had to play catch-up. But they're definitely really disciplined, and they're really physical. So they're going to be ready to go on Friday, no matter what the weather or what the field's like.
Yeah, and that, like I said, they'll be home, so they'll be comfortable, certainly, on their home field. So we've talked for a month, Coach, about how good we think, in a competitive nature, the GRC is going to be, and you start to really see why it's going to be so good, because you get a Trenton-Gallatin game. That's where I'm going to be at this week. I don't know what's going to happen in that game. I think I can say the same for South Harrison and Putnam County. I don't know which way to lean on that. The matchups are going to be really good here over the next 2 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how each week shakes out, and where one team beats one team this week, and next week goes and gets beat. And I just think it's very balanced, and I think that whoever can bring the most focus, whoever can bring the most physicality each week, and give themselves the best shot. But I definitely think it's a very balanced league, and I think it's going to be a dogfight every week. So that's going to make for fun football every Friday night.
We'll let you go, Coach, and save on that voice. Good luck at Polo on Friday night. We'll look forward to hearing from you after the game.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.